Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to a
special
rehab episode.
Yeah, this is it's not an official sort of part of a season. It's because we've got season 5 is still to go out as of when we're recording this. But since season 5 was recorded, there has been some mild developments in the life of Trevor Crook.
Trevor had
a fucking stroke.
A fucking stroke. Trevor, but you were still alive.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Because we joked often about what would happen if you died to the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And you really tested it out.
Burying
as well as you
could. We're going to put one episode.
Burying Trevor.
Burying Trevor.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, it almost...
No, it's a stroking trip.
All the times we accuse you of being a hypochondriac, if anything, you've proved us wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
You were like, I'll show those fucks. The only thing I would say, Trev, and I have a lot of sympathy for you having a stroke, because that sounds horrendous, but yesterday, you were supposed to come to Carl's to do this podcast, and instead we've come to yours, and you said because you weren't feeling well because of the stroke.
Yeah.
Is it sometimes a good excuse for your laziness?
Yeah, no, I could have come to that.
Yeah, of course you could.
I thought it'd be a much smarter move if I said I've got a stroke.
So this is how much are you cashing in on the stroke is what I want to know.
Julia, I cashed in big time for 6 months. Julia did absolutely everything.
And
she said, you're taking the piss now.
Yeah.
Give me an example. What did she do that was like...
Well, she made every meal.
But wasn't that sort of the same anyway?
No, she like almost fed me as well.
She's literally spoon fed me.
Literally spoon fed me and made every cup of tea and did all the washing and all the housework.
Yes.
And made the bed and cheered me up when I needed cheering up. And so she was like my Florence Nightingale.
That's good. Florence. She's a lovely woman.
Yeah. And then I took it to the extreme where after 6 months she thought I should be doing something.
What was the breaking point for her?
I think when I started to ask for things, I'd complain that the porridge lacked banana.
That would be the turning point for me personally.
I get pissed off with that. And she said, well, you could do something. I said, all right. So I got up and I made a cup of tea for her.
Yeah.
And then, that was it.
Then your goose was cooked.
Yeah, that bought you another 6 months on by bed.
Yeah, my goose was cooked. I didn't want to cook a goose.
You would have probably asked Julius.
Didn't want to cook a goose.
You would have got Julius to it and complained it wasn't chicken.
so she was pretty tolerant. And then I kept her awake every night because I was awake all night with PTSD.
Oh God!
So I had that, and I thought I was having another stroke every 10 minutes.
Right. Oh shit! Well, every night it was at night time.
Yes.
Like closing your eyes that scare you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, if anything, like you know, if you are somebody who you would say is prone to catastrophizing any health thing, which you've been in the past, having a stroke is the worst thing. Yeah, because you will then anything you
will
see.
Well, I woke up one morning and I didn't know it at the time, but my arm was completely paralysed.
Yeah,
like someone cut my arm off, and Julie was out, so I said, "Fuck, I'm having another stroke." And got out of bed and I said, "Fucking God help me!" Even though I'm not fucking religious, I said, "God fucking help me!" I swore it. God fucking help me.
Yeah,
might get his attention. Fucking swear at
him, get his attention.
There's a lot of people who are asking for his help.
Yeah,
at the same time.
But anyway, the feeling came back, and I just slept on my arm.
Great.
It was. I did that three times though.
Oh no!
I only got PTSD.
Yeah, I think the thing I think I'd be most interested, and people who would listen would be most interested in, not in a morbid way,
yeah,
would basically be, what was it like, what did it feel like to have a stroke?
Okay, I felt completely all right, actually.
Didn't expect that answer.
I didn't expect that either, actually.
See, when I collapsed, I went straight from...
So you, because I remember you telling me, you'd been to the gym.
Yes, that's right.
And then you, had you drunk some coffee as well?
I'd dehydrated myself, I'd drank any water, I drank a lot of coffee. I was flying a lot and gigging, and I dehydrated myself to fuck.
Over a few days, you weren't really drinking any water, and you were in Thailand, right?
Yeah, low water consumption.
Are you now a big water drinker?
Yes, I am.
Because always carry a bottle, guys. Yeah. I always carry a bottle.
Because your blood, your blood gets thicker.
Yeah.
More prone to clotting.
If you're dehydrated.
Yes.
Really? Why is that?
Well, it's like anything else.
It doesn't dilute with the water.
It's just diluted, yeah. You diluted the water in your blood.
It's like when you have...
It's like orange squash, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my blood became like slush, like that. And also stress affects blood coagulation.
Yeah.
And if you combine stress and dehydration, and I was flying a lot, and the gigging stress, obviously... Yes. It's a fucking perfect storm of...
Had you done any gigs beforehand in Thailand?
Yeah, I've done a lot of gigs that month, actually.
How have they gone in Thailand?
I was going pretty well. Yeah. But I did 19 gigs in 5 weeks in very hot temperatures, which is, then I get dehydrated, and then I add some beers, and then fruit juice and not water, isn't it?
Yes.
And then it leads to this very precipice, fucking whatever, of...
I don't mean to do a huge... You have reminded me of... I heard this. My friend's grandparents live in Perth in Australia, where it gets to 40 degrees Celsius regularly. Yeah, yeah. And the granddad was having hallucinating.
Bloody hell.
And they took him to hospital, and they were trying to work out, is he going mad or something? And then they found out that him and the grandma, every day for the last 10 years, would just drink one cup of tea in the morning and one cup of tea at 4 p.m. That was the only liquid they drink for the day.
God.
So he was dehydrated to shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they didn't want to go for pisses in the middle of the night or whatever. Yeah, it's like, that's insane to not have any water in the
Well, 20 years ago, I could have gotten away with it. I mean, all this shit, dehydration. If it was like 40, I could have gotten away with it. But as you get older, your arteries obviously narrow and harden, and you generally turn to shit.
Water, like, I definitely think just even telling people to drink water is a very modern development.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, no one ever said you better drink enough water during the day.
Yeah, that's right.
No one gave a shit about how much water.
Now, when you're young, I never drank any water when I was young.
But neither just generationally, like, it just culturally, water drinking wasn't a.
Yes,
wasn't like,
right.
Make sure you drink your water.
It wasn't.
So now I think people are much more aware.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. This is the fucking nightmare that I live through. And so I went straight from a bench to a wheelchair to a stretcher to a bed. So I didn't know I couldn't walk.
Right. So, but you went, but you missed that detail you told us earlier, which was you were walking.
Mm.
You then thought you were walking but weren't moving.
Yeah, I wasn't going forward.
And a guy came up to you and said, "What's wrong?" And what did you say to him?
And I said I've had a stroke, and there was something about how do you know? Well, any fuckwit knows it's classic symptoms.
But he's happy he went to help
you. Then he called an ambulance.
Yeah.
And then I was whisked off to the hospital.
A Thai hospital.
The only thing missing out of that ward were fucking goats and chickens. Not what I'm kidding, was like.
I was going to say, what's it like inside a Thai hospital?
Not very pleasant. They did their best. Yeah, they did their best. No air conditioning. And because I was under observation for 4 days, I had no privacy.
Right.
They put a nappy on me, so I had to, shit in.
Did you shit? Did you have to shit in a nappy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Then I had these young Thai nurses, very, very attractive. Give me a bath. But I showed no interest. I thought, fuck, something wrong here. I'd normally, fucking.
Don't be set the old.
But you showed no interest. You mean you didn't have an erection?
No interest.
You didn't have an erection?
Yeah, I didn't have an erection.
Cheers for clearing that.
I just thought something seriously wrong here. Normally I'd be, barring up.
And, yes.
And that didn't happen. So
barring up. I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So is that a side effect of a stroke? Is you can't get an erection until you're recovered?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Wouldn't be the best use of the blood you need in your body.
Yeah.
You imagine your brain's like, "Bye," and your dick's like, "Sorry, sunshine."
Yeah, that's right.
There's some lovely Thai ladies.
Yeah, all the blood you're on your brain, so you're cock, basically. But anyway, after 5 days, I said, "Can you walk for us?" And I said, I'll walk. And I got up and I couldn't fucking stand up.
Oh, right.
So then I'm like, fucking hell.
And that was the first time you realised you couldn't walk.
So then Julius, I said, "Jill, I can't walk." I said, "Oh,
And she'd flown over at this
point? Yeah, she'd flown over. So I was on my own, staring at the fucking, couldn't sleep. I couldn't, wasn't eating. Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare, horrible. And then I couldn't walk, and they took me out of the hospital in a wheelchair, and I got to the hotel 2 days later, acute food poisoning.
Oh,
for fucking 4 days.
Yeah.
And again, Julia couldn't get me out of bed to go to the toilet, so I was just shitting the bed.
Oh, like 4 days.
Oh my God.
And I turned a 5-star hotel room into a 1-star hotel room. In that five few hours. Hotel room. Yeah, I think they put a flamethrower on a fucking mattress when they moved out. Disgusting. I had a nappy on, but I think it only had a 2-shit capacity. I far exceeded that.
I think that meant to have a 1-shit capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a lift.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have more than two shits in it at one time, weighing three stone.
I recovered from the fucking food poisoning, and then I was in bed. I couldn't fly it for 2 weeks, so. And then we managed to get to the fucking airport from...
Oh, so you're not allowed to fly after Australia?
No.
Okay, right.
So then we had to come back here because I couldn't go back to Sydney because I couldn't get back into a flat. It's up on the second floor. And Julia says, there's nobody there I know that can help. And, better you come back to London. It's a ground floor flat and it's much easier. So I came back here.
When you did it feel like... Because mentally through this, I'm just intrigued. How long after the stroke till the first day you could like walk 5 yards?
Probably about a month.
And then when you did it, was it like...
Yeah.
Did you feel like you'd just done the best gig of your life?
I started to enjoy it. I clicked into martial arts mode and I thought, I'll treat this like I'm going from black belt again, from white belt to black belt. So I'll treat each thing as a bit of a challenge and try and enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm going from the sink, I'll try and fucking do it and done it. And I've done it. I get a sense of accomplishment. And everything was a challenge. Then I had to go out onto the street to walk because here is very flat. And you get out on the street and there's other people, there's pavements, uneven surfaces.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll walk to Tesco's. And what I did, I said, Julie, if I fall over, don't help me up.
Right.
I'll fucking get up myself. And I didn't have a walking stick and I put my hands in my pocket for the simple reason.
God, this is dangerous.
I wanted to make it dangerous. So I thought, if I fall over straight on my face, so that'll motivate me. I've got to be fucking on the ball and
weird. Imagine just looking at a guy got hands in pockets and slowly nibble forward, smash his face, and then go, don't pick me up. Leave me.
So I thought, no, I'll fucking do it, you know what I mean? So anyway, I got to Tesco. I was fucked. It was only 300 metres.
Yeah,
felt like I run a marathon at a rest. And then I walked back, and then the next time, because I always like to improve a little bit, and the next time I'll go to little.
Great. I think it's very inspiring.
Yeah, I've overdone it because I get really bad fatigue. I've told you today I've got fatigue and it affects my walking.
Yeah.
I don't have the strength and I feel wobbly. And that's because I'm really fucking tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sort of...
Has the fatigue eased off, though, over the time?
It has, but...
You be probably taking it down a little notch?
I should be resting a lot more. I should be resting. Yeah, but I'm like a bull at a gate. I love training and I get any energy. I don't want to sit there and not use my energy. And I'll just pick up weights and fucking do push-ups. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be resting. I should be using that energy to fucking recuperate and regenerate.
You should you should have a bit more of a balance, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm going to rest this week. I'm doing nothing for at least 4 days this week. Just rest up.
Right.
And my libido, that went all to fuck as well. But then I went off the blood pressure tablets. Got an instant erection.
So you tried the blood pressure tablets for a bit, and then and the one thing you're taking is aspirin to thin the blood, is it?
Or they
stopped doing aspirin.
Yeah, that's right. No, I take an aspirin type of thing called Copidogrel, which is like just a posh aspirin, something called.
Right.
That's what it is. So I went off the blood pressure medication, got an erection, had my first wank. I thought, I'm back.
What a funny end to what a very inspirational rehab thing.
And you're back gigging as well. We did a gig together last week. And actually, you said after the gig, you've done a couple of little ones since, before, since the stroke, you know, since you came back and recovered, or physically to the point where you could do gigs. But you said that the gig we did together was the first one where you felt like you were back to normal on stage.
Yeah. So the situation now. What's the
situation now is we're going back to Australia in about a month, for 4 months.
Do you get nervous on a flight now?
I did. I went to Edinburgh, but I thought I had a stroke. It's only a 1 hour flight.
Yeah,
Because I've flown since a stroke. I thought I was having a stroke on board.
Did you wear the stockings? Did they help? The little DVC?
No. I knew I wasn't really having a stroke, but it was only an hour flight. But I, uh, I thought, fuck, we're having a stroke, and had a panic attack and PTSD kicked in. It was a fucking nightmare. And I said to Julie, I can't possibly fly back to Australia on my own.
Yeah.
So she said, I'll come with you. So I might wear a nappy on the flight so I can just piss to my heart's content without having to get up all the time. Julie will love it. She's a great nap. I've still got the piss bottle. I've been using a piss bottle.
Why?
I've got it from the hospital. Oh, so when you get out of bed at night and walk through here, and it wakes you up, so I thought, if you just by the side of the bed, I can just...
She just kept it for convenience.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm keeping it because I think it's a great thing.
You just think forever. You can be 100% cured of the stroke. Right. And then, how does Julia feel about having a bottle of piss?
Doesn't like it at all.
No.
I'm not surprised.
I was going to clean it out and drink beer out of it just to
get apart. I bet you haven't. How many times have you cleaned that bottle, Trev?
Well, I empty it every day and give it a rinse.
Oh, that's not really good, is it?
That's gross.
Oh, my God.
And does it have a lid?
No, it doesn't.
So it's just an open bottle of piss in your room, next to your bed.
Yeah, I forgot it once. I left it there for 2 days.
Oh, come on.
Just stale piss.
Surely there's...
That proves that she loves me. Like, I shit the bed, I've got a piss bottle on the bed.
I'd say there's enough proof already she loves you, mate. You don't need to keep challenging that. Yeah. I'm just going to test it a bit more with a bottle of piss.
Yeah. She's throwing up in her hair every day. She still goes out with me.
The situation now is recovery-wise... I've still got some weakness on my right side.
What percentage did you give yourself out of 100?
Recovery-wise, total, 85.
Okay.
Yes.
85%.
To be honest, when I came round, I can't remember how long you'd been back.
A couple of months, maybe.
No, it was because you were just about walking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it was pretty soon after you'd got back.
Yeah.
And physically, apart from the fact, obviously, you were shuffling while walking, you physically looked pretty healthy then. You didn't look...
You haven't got a lopsided.
I wouldn't have thought... You wouldn't have looked at you and think you'd had a stroke. That was very soon after it happened.
I'll take my top off.
Okay.
All right, of
course.
It's a good way to finish the podcast.
Yeah,
you would know...
Anyone listening,
Trev
is now topless and doing bodybuilding poses.
Hey,
if anything, you definitely look trimmer than you did.
Yeah, I've lost cut sugar out.
Yeah,
yeah, you've got your shoulder muscles, which are way more defined than ours.
Yeah, I've cut sugar out. That's right. Sugar is a fucking poison, mate. I do like it,
and it also ruins your shoulders.
Terrible
for your shoulders.
I wonder if this will come across me punching a wall. What's it come across on the podcast?
I mean,
this is me shadow boxing.
It's gone into another
room.
Yeah, Julia wouldn't like me doing this, but
well, that's because
you're already pissing in a bottle.
It's just a wall in your house.
That's right.
She doesn't like you devaluing your property by punching holes in a wall.
And keeping piss on.
Well, she's strange.
That's definitely going to cause damage at some point.
Should we get you a punch bag, Trev?
Yeah.
I'd love one.
Why don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. Let's.
Start a whip round.
Trev, we can see you're still good at punching.
It's all right, we can do it, Trev, we believe you.
Punching the wall.
There we go.
Punching the wall, Trev. A new YouTube series.
I love that. Yeah. How well's Trev doing? With dudes!
Brilliant. Well, Trev, great to see you are back and
healthy.
Almost back to your best. I think you're back to your best, but I understand there's a bit more mental stuff to work through.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, mate.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
Check out Babysitting Trev season 5 and at Babysitting Trev online.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, Julia, I can't speak highly enough of Julia. I mean, I'm married, so. Have to speak highly of her, but
she sounds like a bit of a saint here.
Fucking, she's such a fantastic woman. I can't. There's no plaudits fucking high enough for Julie. She's like, I couldn't say saint. That's fucking overstretching it. But
there's no plaudits, but I wouldn't say saint.
If she did something like that got publicly recognised, she would be sainted maybe in 100 years.
Yeah,
a beatification or whatever, and be saint Julia.
Yeah.
And I'd be forgotten totally.
No one ever remembers the
wives
and husbands of saints.
Yeah, that's right. So I can't speak hard enough of Julia. Her would be fucked.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.